This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
We've been joined now by Sophia Chapman.
Hi, that's okay. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. We don't normally just do a talk session in our closet segment, but I thought this place sounds so interesting, and I'd like to get you in and have a little bit of a talk about. It's a midsummer event.
Mm-hmm. That's right, opening on the 19th.
I might have
Having a lot of fun with it, and there are a lot of issues in there that we can talk about.
Yes. So what can people basically accept, because we've only got a couple of minutes before we've got to go to some announcements.
Sure.
So what will they be confronted with?
Well, it's essentially a lesbian romance. That's how I've always thought of it. It's called Untitled or The Seat of Narcissa, and the title character is a haughty viscountess. And all of these noble ladies come to her house to learn about poetry and how to win a woman's heart through poetry, and then what to do with the body once the conquered beloved arrives. So she holds these classes just in case someone catches her
better.
Eye. Yeah, just in case someone catches her eye. She knows that they won't be rank amateurs. So she trains them up to be her lovers and then casts them aside.
Oh, dear.
But there are lots of musical numbers as well. Yeah. And who knows, perhaps in a future incarnation, it could be Narcissa the musical. We'll see what happens. Lots of poems that the audience will be played with and interfered with. Lots of fun and frolics, choreographies. And, yes,
it's sounding
we're having
pretty
a lot
good.
Of fun with it.
Sounding pretty good. Okay, it's a woman after my own heart, this Narcissa.
I was just thinking, is the angst?
Well, you can always come along and try your luck. See, if she's got a very short attention span, unfortunately, but if you can manage to keep her eye upon you, then good luck.
I can share some poetry with her, if nothing else.
Yes.
Okay, look, let's get into the messages, and then we'll come back and talk in a little bit more detail about this fabulous play that's coming up for a season in midsummer.
Hi, I'm Marley Walcher.
I'm Tali Callender.
From Sugar Beach. And you're listening to Women on Waves.
With Anita on Joy 94.9.
That's where they are, isn't it, Jeff?
They certainly are.
Now, we've had a message in.
Yes, we have, yes. It says, Happy Midsummer, Anita. Thank you for starting off our carnival day with some great female tunes. Seeing you at carnival. Kisses, Tracy and Robin.
Ah, great, yes. Mm. I'm going to catch up with lots of people that I haven't seen.
It's a good
for a
event
while.
For that.
Okay, so back to Sophia. Do we have to use a whole title? Can we just refer to it as The Seat of Narcissa?
We can cut it back to Narcissa if you like.
All right.
Yes.
Let's talk about Narcissa.
If you Google Narcissa, you'll come to the same thing. Or okay. Else it also pops up with Harry Potter, I think, as a character.
All right. Okay. look, it's going to be running through the midsummer season. It starts on the 19th of January.
Yes, Tuesday the 19th is the champagne opening night. I think it's pretty much sold out, but I think we could squeeze a few seats in or come and sit on somebody's knee. We'll try and fit you in.
And it's at the fabulous La Mama Theatre in Faraday Street in Carlton. And there's a few performances happening before the end of the month.
Yes, we've got a season of 10 shows.
10 shows. And some of them are at quite reasonable time for the elderly, I'll be honest.
There are. So we're alternating with another show member, and also I think Doris and Doris are on, and No One Likes Me is on. So...
Wow.
People can come and stay for the evening and catch a couple of shows, which is
great. Right.
I think that's a great thing about La Mama. You can sample so much stuff.
At once, yes. Okay, and who have you got starring in the roles?
Well, the lovely lady who you see gazing at herself in the mirror when you look at the flyer.
Narcissa.
That's Narcissa. So that's Penny Larkins, and she's incredible. She's got such a commanding presence. But in real life, she's kind of the antithesis of that. She's very, very nurturing and motherly and not nearly as hard-hearted as fickle as Narcissa is. But she plays it to perfection. And when she looks at you and you're in the audience, you just, if you happen to catch her eye, you just freeze on the spot like a rabbit in the headlights. So yes, very chilling and seductive at the same time.
Right.
And a beautiful singer and dancer. So everybody on stage is participating in music and dancing too.
You wrote the play itself.
I've written the music. I've written some of the music, and I've also used some folk songs because I find it hilarious sometimes to take well-known songs and change them a little bit. And it was quite heartwarming to hear as I came into the studio this morning, instead of Teddy Bear's Picnic, there was a Lesbians Have Their Picnic, which was great. And that's a bit what the carnival will be like today.
Yes, yes, I think it usually is.
Lesbians Have Their Picnic. So yes, so, some original songs and some, folk songs.
Right. I have to take a track now from the fabulous Sugar Beach and
merge into one.
Segue into music. And it's called She's With Me. So I guess there's going to be a lot of that going on down at Carnival today too. And probably all through midsummer. But we'll be back to chat with Sophia Moore after this.
Hi, I'm Chaka Khan, and you're listening to Joy, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Okay, now we're still with Sophia Chapman, who's the author, I guess. Don't need to call you playwright. We'll call you an author of Seat of Narcissa, or the untitled play that's going to be showing at La Mama between the 19th and the 31st of January as part of the Midsummer
Festival.
And I was asking you before about the other people that are actually performing in the play.
Yes, well, perhaps in order to talk about that, I'll just rewind a tiny bit. So where did the play come from? It started off a few years ago, Poetry Games with Friends. It's like write down a theme, put them in a hat, pick them out, people would write a poem. And so gradually these characters emerged from all of that. And I developed a character, the Baroness of Inverness, who I just performed the poetry, so dressed in a sort of Scots costume. And I've got a nice auburn wig, which I might wear down to the carnival later. So that's the character that Kate Hosking is playing. Right. So she's playing the Baroness of Inverness. And she's hilarious. She's a little bit slapstick. She's got a great accent. And a kilt and all that.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
Inverness, that's Scottish.
Yeah. And then for the grand ball, she goes a little bit kind of punk and Jean-Paul Gaultier, with the tartan. Oh, right. So, yes. Yes. And she used to play in the band with myself and my partner, Alana, our band Vardos. So she played double bass with us for many years, made a CD, toured around Europe and New Caledonian places, and she'll be playing music in this as well. She'll be playing some cello and singing. Yes, the cello. When I was writing this play, I thought it has to have cello, those woody tones which loosen tongues and corsets.
She's got away with
lines from the play, you know. I've got all these lines from the play in my head.
But we've had a message in, actually, about the play, haven't we, Jeff?
We have. Hi, Anita and Jeff. Happy, sweet 2016. The play sounds very interesting, ? Won't be at Midsummer today, but hopefully catch up soon. Shout out to all our Joy friends and wish them a great year ahead. Cheers, Caroline and Trish.
So it's great to have them aboard and listening.
It is.
Because they're very cultured. And they like to get along to these things.
Great.
Now, it's a musical, it's got a cello in it.
An accordion.
Yeah. Dancing.
Yes.
Okay. Look, it's sounding fabulous.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Maybe we'll sneak in another track. If you can stick around a little bit after.
I can stick around. Right, okay.
I want to play a track now because I like to play some Australian music while I'm doing the show.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back, have another quick chat with Sophia before she has to go.
Sure, before I have to head to the theatre.
Hi, this is Becky Cole with the gorgeous Anita right here on Women That's Watched What You and in English. This is Becky Cole, and Anita is gorgeous, even though I've never met her. Women on Waves 94.9. Joy, I'm joyous.
And so are we, aren't we, Jeff?
Yes, and she has met you.
She has, yes. A few times now.
A few times.
Yes, I've even met her partner.
Oh, that's right, yes.
I get spoiled in this role. Mm. Going back to Sophia, though, you were mentioning that you're going to be strutting your stuff, or some of the stars are going to be strutting their stuff down at Carnival today.
Yes, we do have our tech day at La Mama as well, but over lunch we can't resist coming and fluttering around the Midsummer Carnival with our wigs and our gloves and our little flyers and our fans. And drumming up some more minions and followers for the play.
And I presume tickets are already going like hotcakes, so.
Well, as I said, I think the opening night's pretty full, but, but it's always worth coming along, going on the waiting list, sitting on someone's lap, as I said.
Yes.
And there are still tickets available. It's a 10 night season till the 31st, so not too late to get in with Narcissa.
And I was also saying that I thought that I smell a movie in this.
Well, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Wouldn't it be fabulous?
So much fun to have an amazing manor where you go and we could explore more in a movie length version. We could explore more of the tensions. So we've had all these fascinating discussions during the songs as well, which no one has heard. But when we were talking about narcissism and how Narcissa is an attractive but flawed character, and she's got a lot of bigotry. She can't believe she's ever wrong.
All right.
And all this sort of thing, and she mistreats the serfs and the peasants, and so in my mind there's always this undercurrent of disgruntled ex-lovers and workers and who will form an uprising, so that would be something fun to play with.
Methinks that sometimes somebody would be watching that and see some of themselves.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't wait to meet this lady.
That's right.
Okay, look, thank you very much for taking the time and coming in today. And as I say, I can hardly wait now to get and see the play.
Come down.
But I might even see you floating around down at the carnival. So, and let us know if there's anything else that you come up with that's in the pipeline.
Yes, I'm always writing plays. I just can't stop myself.
I gathered that, yes.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.